Good morning, Peninsula Hope family. I hope you guys are continuing to do well and stay safe as we continue to shelter in place. Let me open us up in some prayer today. Lord Jesus, we magnify and glorify your name. Lord, we love you so much. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would speak to me and through me, Lord, as we continue to look at your word and what you are called, Lord. We pray this in your name. Amen. We are continuing our series called What Child Is This Today? And last week, if you were able to watch our sermon, we talked about Jesus being the wonderful counselor. And the actual Hebrew meaning is a wonder of a counselor. And we talked about that counseling. It's really advice and that incredible, perfect, flawless advice that we get from Jesus. And in that, I mentioned that, again, the names, these are not formal names. They are those traits, those characteristics that this child, Jesus, that he had, that he was going to, things that he was going to do, and also the qualifications that he had to lead his kingdom and his people. And this week, we're moving on, and we're going to talk about the second name, and that is Mighty God. When we take a look at the two Hebrew words that make up the word Mighty God, we see El and Gabor. El, it means God, and Gabor means mighty, strong. There's this definition and example of a hero and also a mighty warrior. Now, El is significant because it establishes this child as a God. And since we have the benefit of scriptural revelation, we know this child is Jesus. And he is not only the Son of God, he is God. John 1:1 in the NIV says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then John 1:14, also in the NIV, it says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." I think those are powerful verses explaining who Jesus is and his connection to God the Father. El, that word, is expressing that being God is another one of this child's qualifications to lead his kingdom. The second word, Gabor, it adds another incredible aspect to God's character and what he will eventually do to Jesus, this child, to his character. This child is already mighty because, as we established earlier, he is God. But this child will also be a mighty warrior who will fight for his people. He will provide for his people, and he will protect and defend his people and his kingdom. I have a couple of verses that talk about what he's going to do. And as I think about Jesus, the mighty warrior, it gets me so excited because often we think of Jesus as this very calming spirit, this calming person, Jesus. And I think we look at Jesus maybe in a way that isn't the totality of who he is, that Jesus is calming. We can be rest and abide in him, and it brings us peace. But God is also a mighty warrior. Jesus, this child, will be a mighty warrior who will fight for all of us, who will defend us and protect us. And that is so incredible. 1 John 3:8 in the NASB says, "The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil." To destroy. It's so intense, and it shows us how mighty Jesus is, this mighty warrior. Romans 16:20 in the NASB says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you." I love that. Again, it's this other perspective, this other aspect of Jesus as the mighty warrior, as mighty God. A great illustration is when we look at leaders in the ancient world. And it doesn't matter if they're European kings, Egyptian pharaohs, maybe they're Native American chiefs, Aztecs, any other ancient culture. Often, ancient leaders, they were warriors who fought for, provided for, and protected their people. And we see this even with modern day leaders, that whenever a leader says that they have served in the military, there's a certain level of respect that's given to them. And that's because people that have served in the military, people that are warriors, they just kind of have this increased sense of credibility because they have fought battles, they have protected and provided. And this is what we see with Jesus. This was what is being prophesied about him, that he will be a mighty warrior. He is mighty God who will do these things for his people. And so next, let's take a little bit of time and let's talk about the things that Jesus, mighty God, this mighty warrior, that he's going to do. And the first one is protecting and defending his people. And one of the primary places that we see this is protection from Satan's attacks. Ephesians 6:12 in the NLT says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." We have to understand that there is a constant battle going on, and it's not against people that we can see walking or driving down the street. These are spiritual enemies, evil spirits in heavenly places, and this is who Jesus is protecting us from. Jesus, this child, this mighty warrior, he also protects us from ourselves. Sometimes the biggest enemy in our life is the person we see in the mirror. Jesus protects us from poor choices. He also protects us from temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 in the NIV says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." How incredible is that? That in those times that we are going to be tempted, that we have someone to protect us. That we don't have to give into those temptations because Jesus provides a way out. The key is if we're going to take that way out or not. But we have someone looking out for us, someone who is protecting us from ourselves. Jesus also protects us from fear. Isaiah 41:10 in the NIV says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. For I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be worried about everything going on in the world because we have someone who is protecting us. And the final area I have listed here is protection from disaster. Psalm 57, verse 1 in the NIV says, "Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed." Now, it's important to understand that Jesus' protection doesn't mean that a disaster won't take place. It means he's protecting us from experiencing the very worst. And there will be times when we need to seek shelter and refuge in God, in Jesus. And he's there because he is mighty God. He is a mighty warrior. This mighty warrior, Jesus, he also provides for us. He provides for our physical needs. Matthew 6, verses 31 through 33 in the NIV says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. how incredible that Jesus provides for us. We don't need to worry about food and drink and shelter. If we will seek Jesus and his kingdom and his righteousness, these things will be provided for us because, again, he is a mighty warrior. Jesus provides rest for us. We see this in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. I won't read it. I'm just going to throw that verse out to you to look on your own. Again, Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. He provides direction when we have questions and we don't know which thing to do or which way to go. Jesus provides direction for us. He also provides peace for us. John 14, verse 27, the NIV says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." We are provided peace from this mighty warrior. Peace that helps us whenever we are confused, when we're scared, when we have anxiety. When we will seek him, that's another thing that he provides for us. And the final thing I have here is probably the most important thing that this mighty warrior will provide or has provided for us. It is forgiveness of sins and salvation. That is something that Jesus has provided for us. We are forgiven for our sins and we get to experience eternal life in heaven with him. This mighty warrior, Jesus, he fights for us. When you think of warriors, they prepare for battle by doing so many different things. They prepare their bodies physically. They do so much physical training so they will have strength. They train their minds. They learn tactics and strategies. They also learn how to deal with pain. Warriors do this so they will know how to react on the battlefield. And since Jesus is the mighty warrior who will fight for us, we don't have to prepare the same way that a warrior does because Jesus is doing this for us. We don't have to spend days and months thinking and preparing for every scenario and situation that may take place. Jesus has taken on battle preparations for us. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4 in the NIV, it says, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." That's amazing. Let me read that to you again. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." You have someone that is not just going with you into battle to deal with these hard situations. We have someone who is fighting for us to protect us, to provide for us, and to fight against those situations for us to give us the victory against our enemies, against Satan. How incredible is that? And by knowing this, it means that we don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious. We don't need to fear. We don't have to figure out all of the solutions to every question, to every challenge that we face. And we can feel confident and we can rest assured that because Jesus has the ultimate victory against sin and death, we too experience that victory as well if we truly believe in him. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 through 57. I want to read in the NLT because I think it puts that statement, that truth, into such beautiful words. It says, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that really sets into your heart. And what an amazing truth, what an incredible name that is given to this child. What an incredible gift for us as we head into Christmas and thinking about Jesus' birth, that he is this mighty warrior that goes before us to prepare the way to fight for us so we don't have to. I want to end with, I think, the most incredible trait or characteristics that warriors have, and Jesus most certainly did as well. And that is that warriors, they will give their lives, they will die to protect the ones that they love. And Jesus did that for us. He died for us so that we would not have to deal with the consequences of our sins. And we have been forgiven because of this mighty God, Jesus, this child who would be a mighty warrior. Lord Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you that you are watching out for us. Thank you, Lord, that you are preparing a way for us. Thank you, Lord, that you are going before us, that you are going with us, that you're protecting us, you're providing for us, Lord. Lord, and you fight our battles for us. Thank you that we can rest assured that we have you, the mighty warrior, walking alongside of us. Lord Jesus, thank you for you. Thank you for your birth. Lord, I pray if there is anyone that doesn't know you, that isn't experiencing what it means that we have a mighty warrior protecting us, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would burden their hearts, that they would have that desire to come to know you. Lord Jesus, we pray for everyone everywhere and the challenges that everyone is facing during this season in our lives. Lord, thank you again for you. We pray this in your name. Amen. Hey guys, we love you and we hope to see you soon. If you're able to join us on Zoom, we're going to talk about the final aspect of all this. We're going to talk about what is our role in submitting or being part of the leadership of a mighty warrior. So we're going to be talking about submission to mighty God, this mighty warrior. Love you. We'll see you soon. God bless.